It's Wednesday, April 2nd, 2008. I'm Ryan Sang with Michael McKiernan and Samantha Stokel. It's 9 o'clock, and this is Centennial College Radio News. It's cooled down a bit since yesterday. Expect clear skies in Toronto, a high of 5 and a low of minus 3. Now, here are the headlines. Police clean up the Church and Seton area. The Eagles are in Moncton. And in sports, the Jays and Leafs are feeling blue. But for our top story, we take you across the pond for breaking news. Irish Prime Minister Bertie Ahern announced plans to quit this morning. Investigators found that he secretly got cash payments in the 1990s. The undocumented funds were from businessmen. He will step down on May 6th. Ahern held power for 11 years. Zimbabwe is a ticking time bomb. The results from Saturday's election are still not out. Officials fear if current President Mugabe lost, Some are calling for President Mugabe to step down to prevent the widespread violence. Here at home now, police arrested nearly 300 people over the past 6 weeks. Charges range from drug trafficking and prostitution. The arrests happened in the Church and Seton area. Complaints from area residents prompted the sweep. To Waycross, Georgia now, where a group of third graders have been disciplined after they plotted to attack their teacher. Police say that they were mad at the teacher because she scolded one of them for standing on a chair. Police seized duct tape, a steak knife, handcuffs from them. At least three students face charges of conspiracy to commit aggravated assault. Now to Michael. Sorry. Aboriginal people in Australia were given some great news this week. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced recently that at the reopening of Parliament on Wednesday morning, his first order of business will be an official apology to them for centuries of oppression. Australian musician and Aboriginal supporter Xavier Rudd believes that that this has been a long time coming. He spoke to Drew Burner at a recent tour stop at Toronto's Danforth Music Hall.
It was a movement of the people, like many times before, who stood up for peace and sat down for war.
Xavier Rudd was raised on music, spirituality, and respect for the earth. You can hear it each time he strums a chord or pounds out a beat. Being raised in rural Australia, he grew up close to its Aboriginal people, learning their traditions and their history. Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd announced recently that his government would be making an official apology to his country's native people for centuries of oppression. The musician Rudd was happy to hear that the people he's so close to would finally be getting something they've long deserved.
It's a start. That's what I think about it. It's a start. There's a long, long way to go. There's been a lot of oppression. It's one of these biggest oppressions of our modern world, you know, this situation in Australia. And it's ongoing, it's still the same. And it's the same here in Canada.
Some of Xavier Rudd's favorite instruments are his yidaki, which are didgeridoos that some believe are the world's oldest musical instruments. They were given to him as gifts by native elders from his homeland. While on his current North American tour, he's brought along an Australian Aboriginal performer who plays the yidaki alongside Rudd at each concert. Many of Rudd's songs, such as Mana and Message Stick, use the instrument extensively. But as important as his music and his commitment to Aboriginal people are to him, his family will always be his top priority. When asked what he would do with his life if he didn't have music, Rudd replied,
"Live with my kids in the bush and surf."
Really? That's it?
No more. That's it.
Xavier Rudd's North American tour continues west through the Canadian prairies, wrapping up with a sold-out show February 22nd in Vancouver. Drew Burner, Centennial College Radio News.
Now to Michael with a look at sports. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Ryan, and hi, everyone. The last time the Montreal Canadiens won a division title, it was Patrick Roy, not his son Jonathan, making all the headlines. That was 16 years ago, but last night the Canadiens beat the Ottawa Senators 3-0 to emulate Roy's 92 team. The victory at Scotiabank Place took Montreal to an unassailable 100 points in the Northeast Division. Goaltender Carey Price was the star, saving 32 shots to record his third shutout in 13 starts. Not so much luck for the Toronto Maple Leafs as they fell 4-3 in a shootout loss to the Buffalo Sabres at the Air Canada Centre last night. With playoff hopes long gone, the Leafs look to the future, giving their young stars a chance to shine. Yuri Tlusti and Jeremy Williams came up from the Marlies, but neither made an impact. Andrew Raycroft played well in his first start for 2 months, but the Sabres are still in the hunt for the playoffs, and the competitive edge showed. The Toronto Blue Jays rounded out a bad night for the city's sports teams. The Blue Jays played their part in history, but still lost 3-2 to the New York Yankees. It was the last season opener at Yankee Stadium. 55,000 turned up to begin the long goodbye to the iconic 80-year-old venue, which opened in 1924. A new stadium is being built across the street and will replace Yankee Stadium at the end of the year. The Blue Jays have a chance to bounce back tonight, though, as the teams face off again in New York. Toronto FC looks set to add some French flair to their lineup this week. Laurent Robert, a former international for the French soccer team, is in town for a trial. He's been out of favour at the English Premier League's worst team, Derby County. TFC will hope to have him ready to start Saturday's match at DC United. Jessica Cummins has been on Toronto's yoga scene for 26 years. Irina Litchak finds out how a marketing background turned into a life of yoga.
Just three more rounds like this. So inhale, really expand. Press into the feet, and then as you exhale, really press into that left hand. Tuck the tailbone under again. Lower ribs and hip bones.
I'm talking with Toronto yoga instructor Jessica Cummins. She's been an active part of the Toronto yoga community for the past 26 years, and she's not planning on leaving it anytime soon. Cummins has taught in the city for the past couple of years at the Toronto Dance Theatre. She also offers corporate classes for office workers who are too busy to attend her regularly scheduled sessions.
I started doing yoga 26 years ago.
And do you only teach here or in other places?
I teach here at the Toronto Dance Centre, and I teach at corporate yoga classes. So I go into companies and I teach private classes as well.
Cummins was initially studying for a marketing degree, but she got a chance to take a yoga class that changed her life. From then on, she realized that this was her calling in life, and she has learned to make yoga practice an everyday ritual. Occasionally, she strengthens her skills and knowledge by attending weekly teacher training courses held in New York with her instructional partner.
I decided to come to yoga. I took a teacher training class just to deepen my practice. I was in marketing. And I decided I liked it, and I guess I was quite, well, seems like I was fairly good at it 6 years down the road, so I stayed with it.
Jessica Cummins offers drop-in classes at the Toronto Dance Theatre 3 times a week, as well as corporate classes for group office workers. Irina Litchak, Centennial College Radio News.
And finally, one of motor racing's top officials has vowed to drive on despite a sex scandal. Max Mosley, boss of the FIA, racing's governing body, apologised for embarrassment caused by his private life. England's News of the World newspaper claimed Mosley had taken part in a, quote, Nazi-style orgy in a torture dungeon, end quote. Mosley has been advised to stay away from this weekend's Grand Prix in Bahrain, as the royal family would not welcome his presence. Now, for some more scandals, here's Sam with this week's entertainment news.
Thanks, Michael. The Rubber Chicken is set to fly the coop. After 15 years on television, the Royal Canadian Air Farce will be cancelled. CBC's longest-running comedy show began on radio in December 1973 before switching to television in 1993. The final episode will air New Year's Eve. A New Brunswick city has snagged tickets to the Hotel California. Rock band The Eagles will headline the 2008 Magnetic Hill Music Festival in Moncton. The band agreed to play the concert because of Moncton's central maritime location. The August 2nd concert has tickets selling for $109. In Toronto, a local award-winning poet manages to be intellectual, erotic, and even bestial, all in a single performance at Toronto's Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern. Stephen Humphrey reports.
Please welcome Angela Rawls.
Toronto's long-running Art Bar Poetry Series.
Wolves. The low noise of the noise. Wolves howl. Wolves overwhelm the tree line. Wolves know the moon, their silhouettes. Wolves. Wolves. Who will howl? Wolves' moist souls. Their sonal wolfish wolves with their noses. Noises. No wolves. Wo-ho-holes. Wo-wo-woo!
I was thinking a little bit too around around these, you know, these arch literary themes of man versus nature, man versus man versus the supernatural. So kind of thinking about this versus thing and a tendency to use the pronouns in English anyway as a signifier of ownership or of possession. Starting to think about, you know, like, this is my tree, this is my garden, this is my dog, this is like that.
So sorry, a two-year-old logic.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Rowling's new poem has the working title Ecology. She hopes to spit it into a piece for many voices with her performance troupe, Theater Co-Mutiny.
Wow. Wow. Wealth.
Thank you.
This is Stephen Humphrey with the Art Bar Poetry Series at Clinton's Tavern in Toronto.
In American news, Republican presidential candidate John McCain was on Letterman last night. The two exchanged insults before getting down to business. Letterman and McCain talked about the U.S. credit crisis, Iraqi casualties, and accusations that McCain isn't a true conservative Republican. McCain won the candidacy and is still waiting to see who his Democratic competition will be. You all hate his singing, and now you have a reason to hate the man. Chad Kroeger, lead singer of Nickelback, was convicted of drunk driving Tuesday. Kroeger was stopped for speeding in June 2006. He had twice the legal limit of alcohol in his system. He will be sentenced on May 1st with a fine or driving ban. Too bad a singing ban isn't an option. That's all for entertainment. Back to you, Ryan.
Thanks, Sam. Just wanted to congratulate our sports reporter, Michael, for getting married last Saturday. All the best to you and your wife. That's the news for now. You can hear more news coming up in 15 minutes on the internet on ondemand.centennialcollege.ca. On behalf of all of us here at Centennial College Radio News, thanks for listening and have a great morning.